Interesting, though.
Very.
Did you indict?
Here it comes.
I mean, we heard about.
It's on. Okay. All right, fine.
From 10 cases a day.
So, good morning, folks, to the March 20th Public Arts Committee meeting. Happy spring to all of you, and thank you for being here. And I call this Public Arts Committee meeting to order. I see that we have no public comment at this point in time, so let's go ahead and do an approval of the January 16 minutes. And thank you, Peggy, for sending out all of this information. Any additions or corrections to the minutes? Okay, may I have...
Move to approve.
Move to approve. Second?
Second.
Second, okay. In favor?
Aye.
All right, good. Thank you very much. So one of our main topics this morning is going to be the Percent for Arts as it relates to the new municipal swimming pool. And so I believe Peggy has some information and probably Judy as well, so that we can have some direction on our discussion.
Well, what the questions were the last time, even though we didn't have a meeting, was one of the questions in the January meeting was whether the cost of the bond, you know, costs other than construction apply to the percent for the arts. And what has happened is, if you'll look on page 6 of the resolution 3589 to see excluded projects, it shows the excluded projects, but it will also it also has the calculation of contribution just below that, and it says the construction costs, which is what the percent is based on, shall not include costs associated with design and engineering, administration, fees and permits, relocation of tenants, testing services, environmental remediation, contingencies, and indirect costs such as advertising fees. And into that mix goes the bonding fee. So we don't know at this point what amount of money we will be looking at until the proposal is approved.
But is anything excluded at this point?
What do you mean?
Well, it sounded like that was all of it, all the costs that you just listed.
Except construction.
Construction is the one. Construction that the 1% applies to.
Yeah. Design and engineering is going to be probably like 40% or something.
Yeah.
It's a huge amount.
Yeah, so, I mean, I know there was discussion that, okay, the swimming pool is $7.9 million, so there's $79,000. That's not true. That's not the case.
Okay.
So we are not going to know what that number is until the proposals have been accepted.
Right.
And
the bid is accepted. But even though design is a lot of it, if we do anything, if we call for anything architectural, still, that some of that will be used for to design the art into the construction.
But we'll have an idea, but I would suggest that we just be conservative, cut that number in half.
Tap it. Yeah. Enthusiasm down.
What do you think? Does anybody think that's inaccurate?
That's probably in the ballpark.
Could even
be less than that.
It might be less than that,
yeah.
Yes. But nevertheless, it's still 1% is something, and it is considerable.
Yeah.
And it is in the, there is a note in the RFP that's out there for design work. I haven't really looked at it, but Protiva confirmed that it's in there.
Okay.
I think it's that exact wording.
Okay. Yeah, we did change it some from when we submitted. But it's in the RFP, so the proposers will know that they need to meet with this group.
Good.
Okay. You mean every proposer, or do we have one meeting
the
where
finalists.
We invite them?
The one that's selected has to meet with this group.
Okay.
I think the line says something like there is a 1% for art that will be put into the design, blah, blah, blah kind of thing, just giving them a heads up, which...
Right.
Is
what That's
we
what we wanted to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they will meet with us.
Okay. Yes.
So, Peggy, just so that I'm understanding, so we're maybe, as a public arts committee, instead of looking at $7.9 million We're looking more at maybe 3.4 million, of which 1% would be for art. Is that what I heard you say?
Yes,
like in
that's,
half?
That's the formula, essentially.
Okay.
What I actually said was that just because the bond amount is $7.9 million, and that would be 1% would be $79,000, that's not what we're looking at, because you have to take out all these other costs, which will probably equal at least 40, 50%, perhaps more. Whatever is left after that is 1% of that.
Yes.
The construction cost.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's still a lot of money.
So it could be $20,000.
It could be $20,000.
That we have to work with.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think 20 would be awfully low. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. It would be, but...
It might be low, but we won't know until we get further down the road. But we're watching it, and the RFP is out.
Good.
Judy, do you know when it closes?
But is it out? Because I asked Jim this week sometime. He said Derek and Tim still had it.
Oh, he told me it was out. Oh, okay.
Well, that must have happened in the last day or so then.
Could have.
Yeah, I'll take that back. I don't know whether it's out. I was told it was out,
so,
but I don't know.
The architects themselves have the opportunity to infuse this building artistically.
Right, and not just make a box.
Yeah, do we have any input into that?
No. We will be meeting with the architect regarding the public art, the 1% component, and, you know, perhaps we'll get some ideas or give the architect some ideas on what we might be looking at, whether it's a mosaic wall, a sculpture near the pool, or whatever. But we will not have any input into the design of the building. Mm-hmm.
I think that they are going to want to do something artistic, and they're going to try to grab our money. So I think that when we get closer to that time, the committee should be looking at, is it important to have one thing that shows percent for art, and then some of the construction costs can certainly go toward artistic, you know, construction.
Right. But we aren't going to have input into that.
No, I understand that. But what I'm saying is $35,000 isn't everything that's going to be spent for art. It is designated as this committee's purview, right?
The 1%.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever it turns out to be.
But, I mean, it doesn't prohibit the architects from just including a mosaic wall format.
Exactly.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to say.
In Lincoln City, there's a mosaic wall in the community center that had nothing to do with any percent for the arts.
Exactly.
And they have art outside. And so, absolutely. And that might be something we can talk with them about when they meet with us.
But not offer them or whatever.
No, they're not getting our money.
Well, I think we need to be clear about
that. Carefully guard that.
Because if I were construction or architect, I might be thinking, here's a little, I could do something special with it.
True.
Because the idea is that once we know how much money it is, and once we know where there might be locations in the building to place art, then we can put out a call for artists.
Right.
So should we have any concern that the architect would, knowing that there's a percent for art, then not put anything into the building artistically?
They don't have to.
It's none of our business.
It's not our business.
Yeah, we have to be careful. We can suggest and urge and all of that, but
every architect likes to have something that reflects his good design skills.
Yes.
And that's
so
art.
Mm-hmm. The sooner you can meet with them, probably.
I think there'll be public meetings as this keeps going, as far as the design and everything. I know there's going to be a panel or something, and I can't imagine that they won't have some kind of time that there can be input, and I would think that would be certainly important to
sort of like a proposal and then input and then maybe some adjustments.
Probably. Most of the time they do something like that because they want to know what kind of a community they've got and what, you know,
important.
And what we want in a building. So, you know, I think there won't be.
And we are still going through understanding what we're doing and what we can do. what we can make happen. And I think one of the key things for us to remember is that there are some artists out there in the community who are going to be looking for opportunities.
Sure.
And members of the public who want to see some art. And I think we need to be really clear on what we can do and help educate artists and the community as to what we can and can't do. Because they're going to be going through the same muddle that we've been going through. And we've come, you know, it's not so much a muddle at this point, but actually it will be kind of chaotic until we do one of them. And we can look back on it and say, oh yeah, this is how it works.
Yeah.
And this is a big one. I mean,
it is a big one. Mm-hmm. It will probably be one of the biggest.
Yeah. Well, for a while now, sure.
Yeah, unless there's a new public safety building.
I don't think this one.
I just have one other question about this. Are we allowed to apply for grants? I mean, are we in that kind of position, or is that something the city would do to, you know, just to build up this percent for art in the pool?
Well, I think it's something you can encourage the city to do, if not put your name on it directly. I mean, if there's art grants out there and you've got a new venue for the art, then that's a...
I think there might be. I, you know, haven't looked for anything like that, so probably...
I think there are, Catherine.
Some of you would know more.
Like through the... what's that state arts organization?
Yeah, the Oregon Arts Commission.
Yeah. Right,
You know, and I don't know for sure whether they provide grants for municipal entities or not.
But you know, it could
we
be,
can find out.
The grant could be done through the Parks and Rec Foundation.
Right.
There you go. Yep, that would work.
So if you do it under that, then you're more likely to find funding.
Is that a
501c3? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Really?
And you will probably be going for equipment grants and all of that too. I mean, the last time around, that's what happened.
I don't know.
With the rec center. You know, they did a lot of that.
I'll check the Oregon Arts Commission website. I have written grants, successful grants to them in the past.
Wonderful.
For not here, for other groups. But
And you might also check with the Oregon Cultural Trust.
Right.
There is a grant deadline coming up of May 15 with the Cultural Trust for a certain category of their grants, and, you know, and that might be a possibility.
You want to get it out in front of the public, I think, fairly soon, because you might get some public donation too.
Mm-hmm. And we can take that anytime.
But I mean, I think you got to kind of advertise that we're building this and we're looking for public input.
And money.
Yeah. But,
yeah,
but also no, artwork, but too, you know. I mean,
we will be doing a call. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that, Ralph, I'm glad you brought that up. That does raise a question on this, Peggy. Do we, as a committee, you know, it sounds like, you know, with the RFP not done
what
yet or sent out yet, that, I mean, the timing, I mean, should we get out a press release right away about the percent for art and how it is at the swimming pool, or is that a little premature until the RFP goes out?
I think it's a little premature at this point. I feel like when we get closer to there being a successful proposer for the project, then it might happen at that time, but we would want to coordinate with that organization, and it's just too early right now, I think.
It's too nebulous.
Yeah.
I think.
But, I mean, we know it's happening. We know it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time, and we need to just stay with it, and
right.
When the time is right, we'll get word out, and we'll start looking for people to donate.
And to donate, and also we have a number of good call for artist forms.
Yes.
That we've been collecting. Some of you have turned some in. I've submitted one to Peggy, so, you know, we can maybe this is something we need to look at our next meeting, is to look at some of these sample, you know, call for artists. See what you know, what we like, You know, so we're not starting with a blank sheet. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
I think it's a good idea because that's something that needs to be done before.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we need to be solid in what it is that we're going to be putting out there so we'll be ready when the time comes.
Yeah. Yeah. So what we'll put that on next month's agenda, because there are some.
Are we a fully formed committee? Do we have all of our positions in place?
Yes. Sue Valentine had a teaching commitment today, and I haven't heard from Karen.
Okay.
But we have a full committee. We have our.
Anything else at this point in time on the percent for arts and the swimming pool that we need to start batting around about? I know that in past meetings, you know, we've been starting to figure out or have some ideas about what, you know, what the medium might be. But again, you know, that's hard, you know, perhaps not knowing yet, you know, what kind of funds we're working with.
With the City Hall project, when we did the call for artists, we had a drawing of the building that we could work with, and of course we had the building, so it was easy to show artists around and say, "This is what; these are places where art can go." But we also had the drawings.
Talk a little bit about that. I don't know anything about that. The call for art for this building.
Okay.
Can you just talk about that a little bit?
Sure.
Okay.
We were given $25,000.
Okay. By the city
for art.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For art for this building. And we formed a committee of interested people in the community, business people, and we had artists as well. And at Rhonda Ham Street, we had Larkin Kelleher. We had Jackie, I can't think of her last name right now, good friend and artist. She's moved since. And gosh, who else? Well, for three or four other people. And what we did was we went around to, we took some day trips to other buildings, other city halls with art, and looked at them. We had an art presentation by Frank Geltner showing us art in other communities. And putting those things together, we put together a request, a call for artists. I kept calling it a request for proposals because that's what I was used to with buildings and technical things. But the actual term was call for artists. And there's a copy of it here at City Hall. And it just says basically, this is what we have, this is the building, this is the sizes. We had drawings of the building, and we sketched out specifically where art could go. Mm-hmm. And we had a walkthrough of this building as it was being renovated for the artists before they made their proposals. They made their proposals. They were blind proposals in that they were numbered for our art jury to review so that they didn't know who it was from. Of course, you know, a lot of them were from local artists. The jury decided they did not want to give a point for being local. They felt that they should look at artists from, you know, whoever wanted to propose art and do it, that they should look at all of it, and they should get the best that they could for City Hall. As it turned out, I think only one person wasn't local, which was wonderful.
That's
because, well, just means, you know, we know we have wonderful artists here. But it showed that, true. They beat out a lot of people around the state, too.
That's cool.
The other one was from Eugene, and he had done some art here. So they had things to look at. But but once they were, and it took a long time to go through them with slides and all of that, and we got through those and made the selection, and then they had to come back with a more definite proposal. Some of them, like Bill Kuch, actually did small paintings for us of what he was going to do down the hall. Yeah, two of them, because the first one didn't go over, and so he did another one. So you have to be very specific. And those two were hanging, I think, in the police department because they were such nice little paintings, watercolors. So they have to be approved. You know, you think you know what they're going to do, but if you're not sure, it has to go. And they, of course, proposed with the amount of money. And they all knew how much we had, so they kind of kept that in mind. Nobody came in with a $25,000 proposal. Then once they were commissioned, they had deadlines to meet. You know, they had contracts, deadlines to meet, and so on.
So you weren't choosing particular pieces of art. We
did look at specific pieces of art as well, mm-hmm. and selected the weaving that Marilyn Fashbaugh did that's in the hall. That was one specific piece of art that the jury selected. So there were different kinds of proposals.
Okay.
Some people did propose specific pieces. Most of them were, you know, that didn't really work for this venue. So I think all the rest were commissioned. Ah, there was one of Rick Bartow's that was already done, and that's in the hall, and another one that's in the finance office. Other than that, they were commissioned. Those were specific pieces that were proposed. And then that's the call for artists. Of course, once it was done, we had a celebration and a program and everything. I invited people to see it. Mm-hmm. It was a great experience. I really loved it. You got to see so many fine artists. And once we had it down to, I think there were, once it was down to a certain number, we had invited the artists to come in and speak about it before making the final decision. So they did get to make a proposal if they were, I don't remember if it was the top 10 or whatever, but something like that.
Well, this is really interesting and, helpful to hear this.
It was fascinating.
Yeah, thank you, Wyman.
It's a good process, I think, and we all were educated quite a bit, the jury, before making decisions, so that going together, you know, looking at Albany, and there were some others, some of us went on our own on trips. Mm-hmm. It was useful.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. That's quite a process.
It was.
And I think we're looking at a little more money than that, but
$35,000.
Hearing you talk about that process makes me realize we don't necessarily need to be looking at $5,000 sculptures or $10,000 walls. We can be looking at a $500 piece of, you know, a watercolor or...
And there are $25,000 sculptures. It really depends on what is proposed, what the artist has come up with.
And the space we have.
And the designated space.
And where, and, you know, the conditions.
And you
the
can specify what kind of work might go there. Mm-hmm. So you can specify this needs to hang on a wall, or this needs to be, you know, they can have a concave wall or whatever, if it's part of the pool. So you can specify that. You could even specify the material in this case. We didn't need to do that.
Would that be a tile wall? I mean, I think, since it's a pool, I'm thinking waterproof, but I realize I don't need to be really thinking that way.
It might not even be inside. I mean, it could be outside, and it doesn't even have to go with the pool.
That's true. That's the point we should really think about because, to me it sort of, it should.
Should what one?
Go with the pool.
Mm-hmm. Water, wave.
Oh, you mean be inside the pool room?
No.
Is that what you're meaning by go with the pool?
I think she's thinking the subject of the art.
No, I'm not thinking the subject.
I think she's thinking the facility, maybe it's in or out or...
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, now, be compatible or whatever with a pool atmosphere?
No. What I'm saying is we have the ability to take the money and put the art across town. That's what Peggy said. And I'm thinking it should be where
80% of the 1% should be used on site.
Good.
But it doesn't have to be inside the building. It can be outside the building.
Mm-hmm. On site.
There's a sculptor over there right now, you know, when we
right,
go in.
Right, with the kids playing on the bars. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
After last meeting, I Googled pool art, and I'm just to kind of start thinking that way. And there are some wonderful sculptures that they do outside, or, you know, wrought iron and things like that. And then there's stuff inside. But there were some wonderful things that made it look very welcoming and beautiful, you know, enhanced the whole pool structure, but that was just kind of fun to look at what other people do. And a lot of people do things, I think more private ones, in the bottom of the pool, but I know legally we can't do that. It's
right,
because people get lost down there if you don't.
Chihuly in the bottom of the pool.
Well, there was a couple ones with lighting, and I thought of him. I thought of beautiful lighting or something that you could use different ways. But it's just fun to look at what other people have done. So.
Well, I think a pool is a very exciting venue.
Yeah.
Because, we can do something outside, and we can do something inside, and you're talking about waves and water. And I think all we said in the call for artists was that it should be suggesting Newport. We didn't want a bunch of iconic stuff coming in, you know, the
photograph of the bridge.
But suggesting it, you know, and I think the themes, and that it would be, you know, something that belongs in Newport.
So, Judy, you brought up a point that something that we could all do on our own is to do some Googling and look at
And I Googled call for artists for pool. Call for artists pool, and that stuff came up. So it really gave me some
wonderful
views as well as things. Images
and process and
so on.
Everything. Yeah, so it's
and if you want to, we can take a road trip one time as part of our meeting if we can identify places where there is, for example, a recreation center with a pool component, and there is some public art. Really short one is Lincoln City. They have some really cute sculptures
outside.
They do.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even know that.
That would be nice.
Must not be on 101.
And I think Kathy that runs the pool, I think she and I are talking about taking maybe a one-day trip, finding places that where the rec center connects with a pool, and how that works as far as operational. And I thought, well, I can just take my camera and see if there's things too. So just give us some more ideas. Mm-hmm. So.
And I'm guessing that's in a lot of places. I mean, because I work out in Lincoln City, too, and it is the same there. I mean, it's the same building. They have one control desk.
Yeah, and we need to figure out how that's going to work, because that's all going to have to be, reconfigured.
Is that, I'm sorry, in Lincoln City, is that a city pool?
Yeah.
So you would know a lot about it.
Well, I don't swim in it.
The water is probably all the same.
No, it is a city facility, but it's not going to be. I mean, our pool is going to be way nicer, I think, because that is an old pool. It's been there forever, but it's been well kept. And when they added the track and the gym and the weight rooms on some few years ago, they were able to revamp that control desk area so that they could serve both sides.
Okay. One thing we, when we were selecting jury members, it was hard to find an artist to be on it because they wanted to propose. So, you know, we've had to find an artist who was respected by the art community and the rest of the community and who wasn't planning to propose.
Interesting. Yeah.
So that might be something that we, because we have a couple of artists on our committee, and we might want to think about that ahead of time. Mm-hmm. If they want to propose, you know, we might ask a community person to come in and sit in for them in the jury.
Right. Mm-hmm. Recuse themselves.
Yeah.
Okay. Life-size bronze of the art committee.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no. Take more than 35,000.
Especially to make us look good.
Right. Take bruises of Calais or something.
Can you put Botox into a bronze?
I don't know, why not?
Well, we could encourage them to use artistic license.
Yes.
Mary brought something up just for us as a group to remember, because, you know, we're talking about finances also, and when we're looking back on our resolution, this is Section 3, Part D, about use of funds, and Mary, you were referencing that, about 80% of the 1% should be used for on-site artwork, with the remaining portion deposited in the public art fund to fund additional art projects and provide maintenance for existing works.
Oh, I forgot that was there.
So, you know, there's the 80-20.
So we still have even less money, yeah. But...
Oh, so now this is interesting.
Or more, if somebody wanted to...
If there's less than $100,000 going to be available for this public art, you can just decide not to have any artwork at all and put all the money in the public art fund, and that seems kind of odd. Mm-hmm. I mean, how big a project?
If the project is only $100,000, it would be
not the 1%.
Right. Yeah, the construction costs of the project.
I stand corrected. Yeah. Okay.
So anyway, it's just something else to think about. Anything else now on percent for art and municipal swimming pool at the moment? Okay. Sculpture donation update of that. In fact, just this morning, I signed the city agreement in Peggy's office. So that's now done. So, you know, with spring coming, we'll get on this, because it would be really nice to have this done in time for, you know, the major influx of our visitors this summer and so on. And
do we have a timeline on that?
We'll be creating that.
That's the OCCA issue. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And working with Jerry Harpster as well, the trustee of Sponenberg, because he's providing some of the work and the object and the base object and so on. Good question. Okay, public art inventory. Anything on that, please?
I haven't had a chance to do anything this month. So.
Okay. Me either.
I volunteered to Sally that I would do the Visual Arts Center. And I did one thing, and I started another, and then we got all involved in those public meetings to save the back. So next time I will have more.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
We'll just keep this on the agenda if that's all
right. Yes. I'd like to pass this around. Somebody left this in my office, and it's a new brochure from Lincoln City about their public art. Mm-hmm. So I just thought, I've never seen it before, but it's a map, a couple maps.
Cool. Sort of like that brochure we were thinking of doing.
It actually, it does two things. It shows public art, and it also shows galleries and art centers. So it's kind of a dual publication.
Right.
But I thought it was really nice, and I'll just pass it around. And,
okay.
You know, we've talked about doing something.
We could get galleries to pay
for
this.
That is a handout.
That's right. That's why the galleries are included, so that the publishing costs can be covered without having to go for a budget to somebody.
Yeah, it would be interesting to know how that was funded.
The galleries.
Probably the Chamber of Commerce.
You want to know how it was funded?
It was stopped by the chamber.
What is it?
It's all the brochures, but I don't remember one specific one. We were just talking about if there was already a brochure.
I thought there was something that showed the Newport galleries on something that I saw.
I think there's galleries. I think there is one.
The galleries may be putting out themselves something like that.
But we could see if our chamber would do something like that.
I know nothing
about that.
I haven't seen that. The Nye Beach brochure lists galleries, I think, is one of their...
Maybe that's...
And there's several in Nye Beach, but... Mm-hmm. That's the only thing I can think of that lists galleries.
Okay. Any other committee comments? Sally, thank you for sharing that and bringing that, because that is something that's on our list. And actually, that is something that we should probably set a timeline on as a committee about... you know, some sort of publication of public art, or however. So why don't we, what kind of timeline on that? Of course, you know, we have...
Specifically?
We had talked as a committee of some time doing some sort of publication about the public art in our community. I realize, you know, what we're just starting to classify all the public art. We have a long way to go, but what kind of goal should this committee set about that?
Well, I think our chamber might be very interested in doing something like that. I mean, I would think that would be really smart to talk to them first and say, can you guys do anything like this and work with us? Or, I mean, and if they've got the money.
How would we pay for that since we don't have...
That's why she's saying the galleries might...
And no, that's what I'm saying, the chamber, though. I mean, chamber has money.
Something like this, I think...
So this is mostly exterior art that they can just walk around and look at? Because, you know, when we're talking about... inventorying the public art and all the things in all the buildings, I think that would be just too detailed for something like this.
First of all, it's a huge project. We're never going to be done. Right. It's like housework, you know, we'll never be finished. But this is a huge project for someone, and they should probably be paid for doing it. It's not a volunteer thing.
Right. And ours may or may not look like that either.
Right. Well, I know, but I'm
but
just
still,
saying,
it's
getting the advertising in from the galleries.
Mary, is that all outside art?
Generally, aside from the galleries themselves, generally the art is sculptures and so on. Although here, framed paper collage on the east wall of Lincoln City Council Chamber. But if this is all the public art they have in the whole city, I'd be shocked.
Yeah, that's true.
So how does it get included and how did it get left out?
Exactly. You'd have to have a parameter set.
Designating buildings that have public art inside.
Well, maybe it's public buildings with... Okay, so here a sculpture tells where it is. A statue tells where it is. A monument tells where it is. A mobile hanging in City Hall...
Oh, so we can get specific.
You can get copies of their chamber website.
It's very specific to where these things are, but there's only what? Up through LM, so what? 13, 14?
What? Well, I think it keeps.
Well, but these are just the galleries and so on.
Well, it probably lists art that's
glass blowing
in the hallways, you know, rather than in someone's office, which.
Right.
It's still public, but not so easy to see.
But I can't imagine they've only got that many pieces of public art.
So but they started somewhere.
It's a start. Yeah. It's a start. Okay.
So I haven't seen that yet either. And I'm going to be going up to Lincoln City. I can try to find some more of these.
Well, it shows their website that you can get them on their website, too.
Oh, maybe there's more on the website.
It says for more information.
As an artist, how would you feel about a list like that that didn't include yours? I'm just curious.
I'm on this committee, but I'm not an artist.
Oh, I thought you were.
No.
Sorry.
No, okay. I just enjoy art.
Well, that's me, too.
Right, exactly. And who picks what's on the list and not? Well, and there's some interesting things that are sort of vaguely artistic that are included in the studios and galleries.
Yeah.
You know, I just think... Barking Dog Farm, which is what... produce and veg, which is a good thing. I mean, I'm sure they're organically grown produce, but why
does that belong on
the under Barking Dog Farm? It says metal sculptures.
Yeah.
Oh.
There are sculptures out there.
And wow, I didn't know that.
Okay. And Barking Dog Farm isn't even in the city.
Right. It's
south.
Yeah. It's you turn off. It's up through Kernville. It's Let's Riverhead.
They've got the Potter.
Yeah.
What we could do for something like that is ask a group like the chamber if they wanted to do it, and we could feed the information.
I think it would be really smart to ask them. I mean,
yes,
they do stuff like that all the time, and it's
they love to have the brochures. I think that the door into the brochure area is unlocked, and so anybody can go in there 24 hours a day and pick things up.
Yeah, it would, and it, you know, if they could take the lead on it and we could assist them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the whole thing with the murals, that almost, I mean, it'd be a wonderful place to put on something like that. Mm-hmm. But then all of a sudden you're getting this brochure that just keeps getting bigger and bigger. So do we want to have that be one type of thing, and then other public art be another kind of thing?
Yeah, I think for something like that.
Because we had talked at one time about having a mural brochure.
And kind of a walking tour of the bayfront. Uh-huh. This is this mural, and who did it, and when, and you know, and so on, just so they'd have something to look at.
Right, I didn't think proposal. We were thinking about that. That was someone else's proposal.
Was it a high school student or an intern?
No, it was a proposal from the man who works with
the extension.
Extension office, and I can't think of his name right this second. Okay. But
he came to us thinking we had some money in our little pot.
Mm-hmm. Well, or he was wanting our approval so that he could use us as a reference and
to go and get
money. Mm-hmm. Grant. Mm-hmm. Grant.
So what happened? We didn't have our proposal yet.
Well, he was not specific. I mean, that's how we came up with our whole form to fill out.
Right.
It was pretty
none of those proposals that we received at the very beginning of our meetings. Right. Had enough information for us to make any type of decision on. Mm-hmm. And we can't approve something that we don't really know about. We can't.
We can't recommend it to City Council without all that information.
That's when we went through the process of creating our requested Public Arts Committee document.
Right.
And so far, we haven't had anybody come to us since then. But
they've taken one look at the document and said, forget it.
Just the sculpture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Sponenberg sculpture is our first example.
Yeah. Right. Uh-huh. And Catherine, you filled out one of these forms, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. You all saw it.
Yeah.
You all saw it. You looked at it. You asked questions. Mm-hmm. We discussed it. In fact, we took several different meetings
Jerry
on
came,
it.
Jerry came, showed us pictures.
And you understood the time it takes to do something like that. I think some of the things we got initially,
they wanted help right now.
Yeah, and they wanted a stamp, and it was going to be done by last May
or something. Well, and they were referred to us by other people who didn't really know what was happening either. So.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
true. We're all learning.
Yeah, because, you know, we're new. And yeah. So anyway, going back to this thing, who would like to visit with the chamber? Who would like to talk to Lorna? About this conceptual idea.
Judy,
okay.
You're going to do it?
Thank you, Judy.
Can I use that
you
to
can.
Show her?
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Thanks.
And I will tell you that.
Just wanted everybody to
that's
see
cool.
it.
Our city contributes really nice. Money to the chamber. That's not true in Lincoln City, so this must have been truly a chamber thing. Mm. Mm. I mean, the city of Lincoln City is a chamber member, but they don't give them any money other than their membership.
Well, it's interesting how they... And I just came from the dentist, so if I am not speaking clearly.
If you're a little drool, there's
I was thinking about this now, you're
These are all galleries, and it looks like they chose their own descriptions, because look at how detailed some of them are. And then this is the public art. Mm-hmm. So it's separated out, and then they have their little neighborhoods. So it looks like a combination of mm-hmm. of two different things here. Anyway,
we can just call the chamber and find out how they funded this.
Exactly, that would be direct. But I like how they did the neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. You know, right. We have
they did what really south nice and then north of Indy uh-huh. Lake or something like
but
that.
But also, there's so much on here. It could be sort of.
Overwhelming.
Yeah, I mean a little overwhelming.
Well, you don't usually look at it like that.
Was it you that?
Yeah. Isn't it meant to be?
Well, no, you do.
Yeah, you're going
to have to open up the whole thing to see it.
And something that would be might work is instead of galleries, is to focus. I mean, since we are the Public Arts Committee, focus on the public art and have thumbnails. And I can bring again, way a long time ago, I showed this group a brochure from Bend. They have a lot of public art.
Uh-huh.
And see if I have that somewhere.
If you still have it, yeah. If I had more than one.
Sure.
Yep. The thing about including the galleries, of course, is that it's advertising for them.
Yeah, that's...
And they pay. I mean,
right, that's what I was thinking, that right, they...
Yeah. Although around here, you have a gallery that pops up and it's open for 4 months or 6 months, and then it's gone again.
Right. Well, they probably those pay to get in.
You know, that's the nature of that type of thing.
Yeah.
But what I'm thinking, as we're talking about this, is that it might be nice to have a list of the public art and just... name the galleries instead of all that information about what is in each gallery.
Name, maybe the address.
Or phone number.
It's too dense and
it's overwhelming. There's just too much information and stuff gets lost in it.
That's just a map, though. It's pretty slick in terms of the way it's divided.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there's too much on these.
So, anyway, why don't we do this?
Then you can understand why there's so much information about the gallery.
It must be funded. Pig and Pancakes on here.
What public art do they have?
It says art displayed oil, Susan Ryan Beachscapes, but that's kind of stretching it.
But I'm guessing that wherever they've listed, you can go in there and purchase the art.
I mean, like if you did that, I mean, Canyon Waste forever got artists. Displays up
all the time.
Well, and isn't purchasing art different than public art?
I think so.
Yes,
I mean, that's a big distinction.
If we do a thing of, a walking tour of the different neighborhoods of the public art, you're going to walk past the galleries.
Sure. Right.
You know, if you go from the tile benches at the corner of the pack and, you know, that pack corner where Dinmar do those benches, and then you walk down through them, naming all those different businesses along the way, you're going to capture the visitors.
So do you think,
as they're going from one to another.
Before I talk to her, do we need to get more specific about what we are wanting then?
I think we can open a conversation
without being too specific.
I mean, we're kind of all over the place this morning.
Yeah. Okay.
Just find out what they did, I think. She's
going to talk to Lorna. The local chamber.
I'll see if they're interested in doing something like that.
They may have some stuff that we're not even aware of.
True. Okay. I'll do that.
It could be that, we would end up with a couple of brochures for the different neighborhoods. If there is so much public art and which
like
we
the
have
Bayfront has
a lot of Bayfront, and then maybe Nye Beach, but
and Oaktown. Mm-hmm.
And
do we have art in Oaktown? Mm-hmm. We do.
Sure.
So this is
sorry. And we have astonishing numbers of Art Deco components to buildings.
Right out in front of the rec center, there's a sculpture. Mm-hmm. Behind the library, there's at least one sculpture.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I would count that as Nye Beach.
Right. I think kind of enlarge the areas so you don't have so many different areas.
I would think so, too.
I agree.
Like they did.
This is wonderful discussion. We, as we're establishing our next agenda, Peggy, we want to make sure to put that on as well, and then maybe by next time we can find out how the Lincoln County Chamber, sort of handled that per se. We'll talk with Lorna just in some opening conversations, and then we can start
can
to
I
get more of
the website.
More specific.
Okay.
So then, of course, we'll have Percent for Arts back on the agenda next time. Sculpture donation update, public art inventory discussion. Anything else that we'll need to put on next year?
And you put the brochure?
Yes, somehow we're doing the brochure, a walking art tour or / public art brochure, until we decide on what name we're going to call that. So our next meeting is Thursday, April 17th.
I'm not going to be here.
Okay, so Mary will be
in Hawaii.
Great.
Good for you.
And all of the rest of us will be here.
I will.
You'll be here, and Sally, will you be here on the 17th?
I know.
And Judy and Wyma.
I'll come at 10.
Really?
No, I'm kidding.
She's jerking our chains.
All righty. Well, listen, let's get out and enjoy this beautiful spring day. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So pretty much the same, except in addition and changing the rules.
Make sure we have one. Make sure we do.
No,
Well, that's what I was thinking.
We didn't have to make email that came out. And well, thank you again for our email.
I don't know how to know. We're working on it. We're moving forward.
Yes, it's all good.